Delaterre here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. Next to this glacier in Swedish Lapland, that's Rhodiola rosea at my toe, a cluster of leafy columns topped by yellow flowers. If you cut a root, it smells like roses, hence the name. Rhodiola rosea grows at high elevations throughout the Northern Hemisphere. Harsh living conditions may explain the strong protective compounds the plant produces, which people in Scandinavia, Russia, and other northern lands learned to borrow as medicine. They used rhodiola to increase endurance and fight fatigue, infection, and depression. In Siberia, newlyweds still receive bouquets of rhodiola root for fertility. Studies show the plant helps tone the reproductive system in both sexes. It's also been shown to sharpen memory and fight effects of aging and stress. In other words, it's extremely promising, but more research is needed. The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and the American Society of Plant Biologists. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies. Folks, medicinal plants are everywhere, and you gotta treat them right, 'cause someday they might be treating you.